You're listening to New Retirement Radio, brought to you by the team at Prout Financial Design.
Hello, I'm your host, Certified Financial Planner Dennis Prout.
I'm Heidi Cartwright, Financial Advisor and RICP.
I'm Shea Pataja, and I'm here for the stats and laughs.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. The topics discussed and the opinions given are for informational purposes only and are not intended as financial, tax, accounting, or legal advice, and are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their individual needs with an appropriate professional.
And welcome back to New Retirement Radio on WTCM with Prout Financial Design every Thursday at this time, 10 a.m., repeated on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. We are live in the studio right now with a full studio today, starting off with Mr. Dennis Prout. Good morning, sir.
It is great to be here. Thank you, Ron. On Thursday, 6-9. Is that right?
6-9, yes, you are 6-9, correct.
6-9-22, June 9th. Thank you so much for joining us. Joining us today, Heidi Cartwright.
Heidi Cartwright.
Heidi.
Good morning. It's great to be here today.
Retirement Income day. Certified Professional and Managing Executive, if I can say that quickly, at Prout Financial Design. And it's a pleasure to have you here with us, too.
Thank you.
I wasn't here over the last week because we just got back from Colorado.
Oh, yes.
Colorado last night. We have Shea Pataja joining us as well, our Chief Experience Officer. Welcome, Shea. She's back there in the other seat.
It's kind of fun having guests because I get to sit in the comfy seats.
Yeah, there you go. And to experience this awesome studio, thanks to WTCM for making this work.
This Prout Financial Design Studio, as it says on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. We're intending to keep that, but, you know, we're going to talk about financial stuff. Now as well.
Now we got to change
financial stuff.
Now back to business.
What is that all about? So the headline article, one of the headline articles, I'll put it that way, from Ed Slott's IRA advisor in June of 22 is there a perfect retirement strategy? Now part of that is also NUA, net unrealized appreciation, another article within that piece. But the first part of this, is there a perfect retirement strategy, is an article written by Thomas J. O'Connell. And, of course, the answer is no, and I'd hope you stop reading any article that claimed that there was. However, there are some retirement strategies that are inherently more advantageous and appropriate to help retirement savers reach their goals and objectives. We've talked about this before, and that the level of responsibility that we all have to figure out our own retirement has been steadily shifted toward us,
mm-hmm.
in spite of a world that's more and more uncertain, a stock market that's volatile, interest rates that are still relatively low. How do we navigate these continual changes? How do we figure this out? Well, part of this, frankly, is, are you able or willing to be intentional on your own? That's a significant part of it. Recognizing the responsibility that we all have, thank you very much, for our own success or lack of it. Well, what if I'm not going to achieve those goals? What do I do then? Well, at least then you can know that you can adjust or have time to adjust. And that's one of the keys of all this. Speaking of adjustment, I have my own story.
Oh, boy.
So... we were coming back from Colorado yesterday.
Does it involve bears?
No. Well, they've already...
Did you see any bears?
No. The bear necessities, baby. Yesterday, Jill and I were coming back from Colorado, and we intended to take a flight from...
Colorado Springs.
Thank you, Heidi. I've already told that story, and there's so much going on this... I'm having trouble keeping this
you.
All straight. It's not helping. Dennis needs help. They all know that. Colorado Springs. So we got on the plane. Everything seemed fine. The only catch was, you know, we had a 4-hour layover in Denver. It's like, man, that's kind of long. But, you know, we'll live with it. So we're on the runway and sitting there, and the plane's all revved up, sitting there, saying, well, what is going on? Like 7 minutes go by, and then about 10 minutes, and finally the pilot comes on and says, the hydraulic system seems to be really extra heated up. We're having to check with the mechanic. Well, he comes back, and then he says, mechanic says we can't take off. Mm. So we're going to have to go back into the gate and send you guys off the plane. So they get us all back off the plane after we've all trooped on. You know, everybody's happy. Take all your stuff with you because you're probably not getting back on. That was the final comment. Okay.
Wow.
Grab all your crap and take it with you and get off of this plane. They weren't that way. They were very nice about it. So we all get off, and you know, it's interesting watching. They're all trying to figure out, okay, is this plane going to work, or, you know, do we have something else that can happen? As 75 of us or so are trying to figure out if we're going to actually be able to take a ride. And an hour later, we just still don't know. About an hour and a half later, the pilot comes off. And I just happen to be there, thank goodness. He looks at a few of us. There are about 10 of us standing around there. He says, this plane's going nowhere today. And we're gonna have to bring one from Denver. We've got nothing here to get you to Denver. And it's going to be about 7:45 before you get there. So,
Jill
and I get in line at the one next door because I'm thinking, I got to figure out if I can get our baggage off there, because I had already thought in my mind, I wonder if we can rent a car and drive to Denver because it's only 70 miles away.
Did you ask for a Mustang?
I was asking for whatever had four wheels at that time, because we went to Enterprise Rent-A-Car and they said, sorry,
I got a visual of you and Jill on a motorcycle.
Yeah, well, it's just about it. And so we kept going on down the line. Finally, Budget had a car. It was a Mitsubishi with no back end, basically.
Should have bought a Mitsubishi.
Jill looks at me as we're traveling down the road. Now, the speed limit, thank goodness, was 75. So we're already on the road. I've jumped ahead. We got a car. Jill says, okay, so if we get there by 4:15, the flight is at 5:40. Boarding time, you know, we got to get through
security.
Mm-hmm. All that stuff again at Denver International Airport. Not a small airport.
No, it's like the size of Sutton's Bay.
alone, part of it is the size of Sutton Bay. So we're bombing down the road, and Jill makes this absent-minded comment. You know, the tail of this seems to be wagging kind of a bit. There were no shocks in the back. I've got both hands on the wheel trying to keep this thing under control. So all I can say is thank goodness I was able to maintain control, and the speed limit was 75, and we made it get in there by jogging after we got through security, literally, to get to our flight. Our flight, we just made it. They were ready to close the door. 7 to 10 minutes after we hop on the plane, they close the door, and we're off, and was able to. It's a direct flight from Denver to Traverse City,
yes,
by the way.
That's pretty awesome.
Yes.
Very cool. Yes. So, in spite of mechanical troubles, glad to be here. Was there a point to that story?
Transitions.
Mm-hmm. So, sometimes,
yes,
there will be transitions, things that are totally out of your control. Now, while we can't think about all of those things, what can we think about? Well, how much do we need each month to live on? What's our income going to be? Bring all of this up close and personal. Do we need to work part-time? If we need to make adjustments, what could they be? Now, are they going to do a brain surgery on me or us or you when you're 65 and you can't think anymore? Hopefully not. Hopefully you can still navigate life, right? So it's amazing what you can do with what there is. What are our expenses going to be? What's our fixed income? What are our guaranteed incomes going to be? What are the other incomes that we might use from our retirement accounts? What about the real estate income that we might have? Oh, that rental. Mm-hmm. Heidi has mentioned this before. What about the pension income? So is there a perfect retirement strategy? Yes, for you. But what is it for you personally? What is it that you might want to do? And we've talked about this, Ron, too, about what do I want to do after my real career?
Yes.
What would I love to do, given that I have some more space and time?
Lumberjack. Yep.
Yes. I'm 100%. Going to sharpen the chainsaw every weekend. Whatever it is, you know, what is it that you'd really like to accomplish? And can you allow your... I'm thinking of the gentleman who said to me, we're going to spend more time with the grandkids. And, you know, you don't usually hear a guy say this. But I thought, man, he is in tune with what it is he wants to do.
My dad did that this week. He's visiting my nieces, and he went to their summer camp. And I got a video of my dad. All the preschoolers had tied him up into a chair because they were... They were playing a game, and my nieces were loving it because Grandpa was there playing with all their friends. And
incredible.
Of course, yeah, it's really cute to see that. Well, see my dad and mom enjoying their grandchildren. It's fun.
I know the career your dad has chosen. He's in the building business.
Oh, yeah.
For him to get away at this point in time in this season is
pretty brutal.
serious.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to make a conscious, meaningful, intentional decision to be away that way.
Sure. My mom's the driver so that he can be on the phone and the laptop the entire trip down. But yeah, they make it work, and they're trying to enjoy their time with them now. And then the grandkids are going to come up this summer for a month. So
wow.
That'll be fun too. But you know, it's neat to see. We talked about last week at an event Heidi and I put together, practicing retirement. So it's not that you just jump off right into the deep end, but how can you practice retirement and see what you would enjoy? We had a gal on once who said she wanted to be a painter. That was the idea she had for retirement. She had fantasized about all day, every day she'd paint. And so she took a week off of work and painted every single day. And at the end of the week, she said she never wanted to paint again. She hated it.
She found out.
She took vacation time to figure out what she wanted to do in retirement and what she thought was going to be her thing.
Her dream.
And you hear that about men who say, oh, I'm going to golf every day. You know, but they go on the vacation and they do that. And they're like, yeah, I don't really want to do this every day.
After 3 weeks of golfing, they're totally sick of it. If that's their thing. Sure.
I know that would never happen with you in the chainsaw world. But yeah, everybody's got their thing. And I think it's fun to see how baby boomers are getting creative about their retirement. Another idea is a bridge career where you go from full-time to part-time at your day job and the thing you've always done, and you negotiate that time with your employer so that you can ease your way into the next thing. And when you're in Traverse City and you look at all the places that you can volunteer and get involved, it's overwhelming. So creating that perfect quote-unquote retirement, like you said, changes happen, you have to change plans. Speed limit might be 75, but you've got to go 85 to make something happen.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Which I didn't
fun.
Say, which is the truth. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So, what are the tools you use to get there? Just to go to that, it could be the stock market, which is not a good income tool traditionally. So, being able to look at those tools that you have already under your belt, if you will, the tools that you've accumulated in the past. Well, does it make more sense to pay the tax now or to pay the tax later? Given the income generated, I've had clients say to me, well, I've got this annuity over here that's giving me a steady 4%. I don't want to draw from that now, do I, given what the stock market is doing? And I said, well, by all means, in this particular situation, drawing from that annuity made the very best sense because that annuity was not experiencing the negativity of the stock market. So being aware that if you do have to draw that income, that's usually what it's about. That's the power of this situation. It's like turning up the music, if you will, going back to the music thing. That's where you're going to experience the power. Well, what's the power in your current situation that you can turn on? That's usually the key so that you can continue, if you will, to turn on the lights or turn the lights on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's usually about the income. The income generated first, is that going to satisfy our financial needs, given mm-hmm. what our expenses are? And not just what our current base expenses are, but are also then our want-to-be expenses, like the travel things that we've wanted to do. We do want to see some of the rest of the world, some of the national parks in these great United States of America. These great United States of America. Thank you.
You're listening to New Retirement Radio, brought to you by the team at Prout Financial Design.
Hello, I'm your host, Certified Financial Planner Dennis Prout.
I'm Heidi Cartwright, Financial Advisor and RICP.
I'm Shea Pataja, and I put the fin in financial. No, really, I'm Finnish. And it's pronounced sauna, not sauna.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. The topics discussed and the opinions given are for informational purposes only and are not intended as financial, tax, accounting, or legal advice, and are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their individual needs with an appropriate professional.
And welcome back to New Retirement Radio on WTCM Traverse City with Prout Financial Design. Joining us today, as always, or at most of the time at least, Mr. Dennis Prout, Heidi Cartwright, and Shea Pataja. Welcome back all.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron. So to start off this section of the show,
you want to Shea do Pataja, some Shea stats?
Let's do it, please.
All right. Social Security trustees announced on June 2nd, 2022, that the trust fund backing the payment of Social Security benefits would be zero in 2034. A zero trust fund does not mean the payment of Social Security benefits would go to zero, but rather drop to 77% of their originally promised levels through the year 2096. When the trustees released the report in 2007, or 15 years ago, the Social Security trust fund was projected to be depleted in 2042.
So 6-8 years shorter now than it was estimated in 2007. I think one of the more recent quotes I've seen about that was, any senator worth their salt, it almost sounds oxymoronic, doesn't it? Worth their salt would at least begin to weigh in on the importance of doing something about the Social Security Trust Fund. Let's hope they do.
Yes.
Yes.
There's a good article on the Wall Street Journal on that the other day, which I will forward to you. But there was a commission in 85 or something with recommendations on what to do to make sure Social Security doesn't go bankrupt.
Yes.
And he listed those. He goes, they still pertain to today. They'd still be good today.
I haven't seen that article, Ron.
I'm going to send that to you, sir.
Forwardation.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
awesome.
Not a word, by the way. Go ahead, Shea.
All right, so this is dollars in and dollars out. At the end of 2021, Medicare was covering 63.8 million Americans, about 19% of our population. Oh. The program was cash positive in 2021, taking in $888 billion of income, including $5 billion of interest income, while paying out $839 billion in benefits.
Amazing. I'm surprised to hear that.
Yes.
Good.
Indeed.
All right, so what me worry? 39% of 11,874 adults surveyed in November of 2021 said that they were living comfortably financially, and the source was the Federal Reserve's economic well-being of U.S. households in 2021.
40%, basically.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Existing home prices in the United States have risen for 43 consecutive quarters through the end of the first quarter in 2022. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It's from the Federal Housing Finance Agency. The average net worth needed to be considered wealthy in the United States today is $2.2 million based on a survey completed by 1,000 individuals in February of 2022, and that's from Schwab Modern Wealth Survey.
Hmm. An interesting number, eh? $2.2
million. Mm-hmm. Hmm. The Federal Reserve began to unwind its quantitative easing, or QE, stimulus program last Wednesday, June 1st of 2022. QE began early in the pandemic, March of 2020, and provided money at a near zero interest rate to businesses and consumers for the last 2 years in an effort to stave off what would have been a severe national recession. And that's from the Federal Reserve. And a couple more here, especially for those of you traveling. I've seen on Facebook, a lot of my friends are going to Europe. So inflation in the 19-nation Eurozone, the countries using the euro as their common currency since 1999, was up 8.1% for the year ending May 31st of 2022, a new high for Eurozone annual inflation, and that's from Eurostat.
Inflation seems almost like the pandemic, eh? It's worldwide.
Yeah. Yes, so we'll end with that one, but there's lots of good Shea stats today.
So going to Europe to avoid inflation here is not going to work for you.
It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah. It's all going to be dependent on the value of our dollar versus the euro if you intend to travel over there, which I haven't studied up on and couldn't really answer comment on.
Yeah,
that's the word, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, there was a time, was it late 70s, 80s, when Canada's, while I lived in Detroit, people would go over to Canada because the dollar was worth like 25% more.
Yes. Yeah. So much more than the Canadian dollar. Mm-hmm. And that does mean something when you're traveling overseas. How was our dollar? Now, our dollar's been really quite strong in the last few years versus other currencies. But we'll see whether or not that continues. It's almost like the house price situation. At some point, it's going to need to take a break. That mm-hmm. price increase, given those successive quarters of increases, that's a significant number. And am I saying that the house prices are going to come down precipitously? No.
Precipitously.
It's just that they're going to take a break at some point.
Well,
given the demand will have to come down given rising interest rates. We know mm-hmm. that.
As you talked about, though, transitioning and trying to figure out what you should do if you're retiring right now or you plan on retiring in the next 5 years, nothing has been normal. And gas prices rising significantly, changing people's plans, inflation, the house. Do we sell our house? Oh, we could and make mm-hmm. a profit, but where do we go? Where do we go after that? And so people's ability to make decisions right now, I get the sense that people feel a little bit paralyzed because where do you go? What's the best decision here? And what do I do with what I have? And it's a really great time to come in and see Dennis and Heidi and talk about your finances and figure out where you're at. And I know we've gotten a lot more calls from clients lately. It's been very busy at the office. So if you want to come in and see us, call now because there is a little bit of a wait and our snowbirds are back and we'll get you in as quick as we can. But the office number there is 947-3992. And I would highly recommend it right now.
Thank you, Shea. I appreciate that because it is clarity. I think that all of us need. We get a lot of noise from what's going on out there. But the clarity you might need simply may need to be the conversation you have with one or both of us in regards to your personal financial situation. How can we adjust if need be? What is the clarity that we might need? What are the goals that we might have? Do we need a financial plan? All those kinds of conversations are the ones that we have basically on a daily basis at Prout Financial. And again, our phone number 231-947-3992.
Thanks so much for listening. You can find us online at proutfinancialdesign.com. That's P-R-O-U-T, financialdesign.com. Also, you'll be able to find us on iTunes and SoundCloud.